Sylvia E. was working at a language institute in Hodeida when she was kidnapped in mid-March 2012. It was another in a string of hostage situations of Swiss in dangerous regions following Swiss travelers kidnapped by Pakistani Taliban. It prompted response from the government wanting to clarify who holds responsibility and who pays if a citizen is kidnapped in a risky region. It was unclear then that Sylvia E. would be held for hundreds of days by al-Qaeda before negotiators could secure her release. Nasser Arabiyeh is a Yemeni journalist in Sana'a. We have dubbed over the call to account for a poor connection.
Today I heard that a businessman from the south who is living, who is based in Qatar, was the main mediator. And he came here to Yemen and negotiated with al-Qaeda, and he paid al-Qaeda about $1 million. Not less than $1 million, because at the beginning they wanted about $5 million.
The Swiss government has denied it paid a ransom, though there are a number of reports that someone paid. Initially, some reports said the kidnappers wanted also to secure the release of other prisoners and arrange a swap. But it was unclear if the kidnapping was truly by al-Qaeda or by tribes, or perhaps by overlapping groups. In May of last year, Sylvia E. appeared in a proof-of-life video.
I'm doing more or less good. I'm being treated very well. I'm really glad about that. And I ask the Swiss embassy, the Swiss government, to do what is necessary, what they can do to get me free.
Yemeni journalist Nasser Arabiyeh says these kidnappings are a way for groups to make money, but also to show the Yemeni officials and those in the West that the groups are still capable of doing something.
These are to put pressure on the West also, and on the Yemeni government, to tell them that we are still capable of doing something.
This woman was held, this Swiss woman was held for a year. Is it usual that hostages are held for so long that this process goes on for that amount of time?
This is the first time ever in the history of kidnappings in Yemen to have someone for a year. The first time ever.
Is it usually shorter than that?
Yes.
Arabiyeh says al-Qaeda in Yemen is still holding three or four hostages, including Austrian and Finnish citizens. And while measures taken to financially limit al-Qaeda have put some pressure on the group, Arabiyeh says broad measures against al-Qaeda are not working to stop them. Regardless of what authorities do, he says, al-Qaeda would do something like these kidnappings anyway.